So back to the hospital. So you're there all day. What do you do? Do you watch TV? I mean, do you play cards or?
Well, at first I was in too much pain to do anything, and well, after a while, friends came to see me. They brought me books. I read a lot of books. I had my portable CD player and listened to music. And I guess the most important part of the hospital routine is when they bring the food around, the meal times. But I couldn't eat,
Oh
so
no.
I could just watch from the sidelines as the other people in my room were, you know, getting ready for meals, and they would get out their chopsticks, and they would be discussing what was on today's menu.
Oh.
And yeah, they really got into it, and I was left out, you know,
That's terrible.
not able to eat anything. And there were three old ladies in the same room as me, and they commented on the food that was served up, and they often said things like, "Oh, you know, I could cook better than this at home," and "Oh, this, I don't think this is very good." But so all of the talk of food just made me salivate, made my stomach constrict, and I was like dreaming about food all the time.
So when you got out and you could actually eat food outside of the hospital for the first time, what's the first thing you had?
Soba.
Soba?
Japanese soba noodles.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, soba's pretty good.
Yeah. And in a sense, I lost my interest. I lost interest in, I guess, junk food and high calorie food.
I guess there's a lesson to be learned.
Definitely.